polls and things like that. But what is the reasoning for bringing in something like Ross, which is owned by the same company as Marshalls? That's been confusing to me, and I'd be curious as to Mr. Butler's thoughts on that.
Sure. Well, I can tell you, a listener and other listeners, that the Chamber of Commerce does not recruit retail. We've never done that. Obviously, if a retailer comes into our office and wants some information, we provide it to them. But we don't specifically recruit. I think, you're referring to the TJ Maxx family, and we do have a Marshalls. We don't have a TJ Maxx. One of the other stores that says they're coming into our market in 2017 is Home Goods. And Home Goods is part of the TJ Maxx family. People that are familiar with that store and what they carry. But we're not involved, and so why they're coming into the market, we're not recruiting them into the market. And I know people have called and they'd like a Kohl's in the market, or they'd like a Sam's Club, or they'd like a Costco, and we don't, we're not out recruiting that, but we provide, information to that. Our role is that we work to create jobs, and when jobs and houses are built, retailers come to the market. Department stores, we could have a 20-minute conversation about that, but if I think people are watching the media and seeing things, is that almost all the large retailers, and of course Sears and Kmart, are not doing well. They're not surviving. They're closing stores everywhere. JCPenney's has been through some major struggles. They're actually closing some stores in the country even as we speak. And Kohl's, which has had always increases every year, in 2016, took a pretty significant hit, and they're cutting back on their expansions. Macy's Department Store, which is, of course, we don't have one in Manhattan, but Topeka used to have one. They don't have one, but they're closing stores. So people are, depends upon what side you're on, fortunately or unfortunately, are buying more and more and more things off of the internet and not going into the brick and mortar stores. So we're going to see, probably in Manhattan in the next few years, you're still going to see some stores that are probably going to leave our market. And if you walk through our mall, there's three or four national chains that have filed bankruptcy and are closing stores, not just in Manhattan, but all over the country. I can't specifically speak. Ross's
times are tough nationwide. Yeah,
Ross's is again looking at this marketplace, and we'll just have to see whether they finally come in.
Real quickly, we only have about a minute. Available commercial space that first caller asked about, and we never got
right
to it.
We appreciate that. It comes in waves. Sometimes we have a little bit more space available, and sometimes less. I don't have an exact percentage of what is currently available in our markets space, but we do have a little more now than we have. But a lot of times people will call me and say, gosh, I'm really concerned about downtown or Aggieville because there's a lot of vacant buildings, and then it fills all up again. And that's just the nature of an economy. But at this point, I'm not concerned, because our numbers for jobs being created in our community, our unemployment rate, which we didn't get to, continues to be very, very, very low. And we continue to work with a number of businesses and companies that
3.8% unemployment rate, last numbers.
that are looking at this community. And mm-hmm. So I still am very optimistic.
Very good. Well, thanks again for coming in. Never enough time. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, you've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow on In Focus, state legislator Sidney Carlin to be joining us. Also, we'll hear from Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Job, Riley County Senior Service Center Director Jamie Ramsey, and Manhattan Building Official Brad Clausen, our guests on the program tomorrow here on K-Man's In Focus. Today, Clark Howard is next with the Rush Limbaugh Show. Then Dan Patrick and the Game this afternoon, and more all on the way at K-Man. It's 10 a.m. Good morning.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. The